everybody. Welcome to Flares on Films. This week, we're talking about us.
What?
Your favorite
what?
Subject. I know. Hit the music.
This is a very special episode of Flaherty's on Films. Now, normally, this podcast is talking about the AFI movies, but we're done with that.
Now we're talking about some good for once.
We're talking about us.
Yes. Thank God. If you've been with us since the beginning, this is going to be a real treat because we're going to talk about our whole podcast. And Sam's going to ask us some questions.
We did 100 effing movies.
So many. Too many.
This is too some
many,
might say.
Too many episodes. Turn this off. Sam, go ahead and start this off.
This is a little segment we like to call BAM, Time for Sam, where Sam tells us really cool facts about us.
Are we doing that?
Yeah, I have facts about you.
You're going to tell us facts about us.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
All right, I have red hair. I'll start you off.
So Michael has red hair.
Beautiful eyes.
Beautiful eyes. I'm a catch.
That was so rude that we all laughed at that.
No, it's not comedy.
Michael is a catch. Okay, so the oldest film you guys watched...
Was Intolerance
like from 1916.
Nice job, Mike.
Got him.
And the newest film you watched was almost 100 years later.
Titanic?
Sixth Sense.
Lord of the Rings. Fellowship of the Ring, 2001.
After The Matrix.
Yeah.
Speaking of old and new movies, per decade, from least to most, you have now watched one movie from the 1910s, one movie from the 2000s, three movies from 1920s, 8 movies from the 80s, 11 movies from the 40s, 11 movies from the 90s, 12 movies from the 30s, 16 movies from the 50s, 17 movies from the 60s,
and our favorite decade,
20 films from the 70s. Boo. 1/5 of this list.
Which shows you that the list is bullshit, because that's like the age to be nostalgic for movies if you're of age to be voting for the AFI.
So it's all old white dudes who are really
when you see the AFI and it's all just Aladdin, you're going, oh, that's just Michael. Like, you know, it's not a real list.
And you look at this list. Is it real? Yeah. Is it real? Anyway,
Aladdin's not even on it.
Anyway, listen to our podcast. It's great.
So on this list, there are two actors who tie for the most films that they're in.
Can I guess?
We talked about this already, but sure, guess away.
Oh, damn it. Well, I know Robert De Niro is one of them, mm-hmm. right?
And the other one?
I don't know. Jimmy Stewart.
It is. So they're each in 5 films. So you watched 2 of Robert De Niro's films on this half of the 50s list, Godfather Part 2 and Raging Bull. And you watched all of 5 Jimmy Stewart films, Philadelphia Story, Rear Window, Vertigo, It's a Wonderful Life, and Mr. Smith Goes to Washington.
Some of those are pretty good.
Some of them, yeah.
There are 3 actresses who tie for most films on this list.
I bet they're all pretty low.
You watched 2 of Faye Dunaway's movies in this upper part, Bonnie and Clyde and Chinatown.
And she was in Network, right?
Yep. You've watched all 3 of Diane Keaton's, Annie Hall, The Godfather, The Godfather Part 2.
Well,
and you watched 1 of Katharine Hepburn's, The Philadelphia Story. You also saw 2 more of Steven Spielberg's films. He's the director with the most films on this list. He has 5 films. And the 2 that you saw in the upper part were E.T. and Schindler's List. Now let's talk about you guys.
Yeah, thank you. Jesus. We'll cut the rest of that out.
So, Colleen rated of the upper 50, 3 films as an F. Michael rated 5 films as an F.
Sounds like me. I would do that.
They both rated The Graduate, The Searchers, and Raging Bull as an F.
And Michael, really good about that.
On top of it, also hates sexism and racism, so he did Annie Hall and Gone with the Wind.
Yep.
That sounds like the dynamic we have.
Yeah, I love sexism and racism.
But not me.
Not Michael.
It's a Chip and Dale situation.
Hear that, ladies?
So as for movies rated A, Colleen rated 14 out of the top 50 as an A, and Michael rated 10.
You're a negative.
I'm a little negative Nancy.
They both agreed on The Sound of Music, Double Indemnity, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, E.T., It's a Wonderful Life, Psycho, Star Wars, Schindler's List, and Casablanca. Colleen also had The Philadelphia Story.
Boo!
Godfather Part 2.
Boo, especially boo.
Wizard of Oz.
Whoa, I... Oh, okay.
Singing in the Rain.
Yeah.
And also The Godfather.
Yeah.
And then Michael gave an A to The Grapes of Wrath.
Why? What the fuck was I doing?
You really liked it.
I hate that.
So for the total hours of movies you guys have watched for the latter half of this list, you have watched 105 hours or slightly over four straight days.
Damn.
For the whole list, you've watched 12,538 minutes, also known as 209 hours.
What's the word count?
Also known as... Nine straight days of film.
That's a lot of film.
I feel like I've watched more Parks and Rec than that over and over.
That's fair. Colleen's average rating of the latter part of the list was a B minus. Michael's average rating for the latter half of the list was a C. So obviously,
so negative.
Their average is a C plus. Colleen's average for the
that's a good grade. Look at how good we are at grading. That our average is C. Good job, us.
Wait, why is that good?
Because that means we have a good baseline going.
What do you mean?
Don't make me explain the math. Go on, Sam. Right. Continue.
I'm
Colleen's average total rating for the whole AFI list is C+. Michael's average for the whole list was also C, and therefore your average rating for the whole AFI list, all 100 films that rated the top films of America, is C+.
Dang. Okay. They did pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, it checks out, really.
From they're making movies in the tens, you know. They're going to be a C+.
So now that we've kind of done some backstory about this list and what you guys have been through for the last 50 and 100 episodes, let's do some questions.
Okay.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah. Ask us a question, Sam.
Okay. So these questions are only related to the last 50 films you watched.
Okay. I'm so excited.
What was your favorite film?
I said Star Wars. I thought it was a space opera adventure that I had already seen before. But
I don't know why I kind of forgot about Star Wars, but my answers were Casablanca and It's a Wonderful Life. Those are just my favorite films.
Casablanca is super good.
It was really good. And It's a Wonderful Life, it's just, there's a lot of nostalgia wrapped up in there, but it was so fun to watch and I really liked it.
Not a lot of laser swords.
Yeah, actually, Star Wars is also on there. So, okay.
Okay, how about your least favorite?
Raging Bull.
I actually didn't put that on there, but it should be on there. I put Intolerance.
Mm.
I mean, we got to know that director was not racist or
which
intolerant.
Which was so great.
Because he had made this movie about how bad it is. And then here's a movie that really stinks, is Annie Hall. Have you seen it?
I have seen it.
That's a piece of shit. It's so gross and not clever.
Remember how Raging Bull was number 4 on the list? And Intolerance you got to watch on double speed on YouTube, and it was kind of pretty sometimes.
Raging Bull is a great answer. You did a very good job answering that
Thank
question.
Thank you so much.
How about the most surprising film?
I bet Michael and I will have a similar answer.
What's yours?
Double Indemnity.
Mine was actually Vertigo. Just because I had seen it before, and I loved it. And then I was watching it, I'm like, what the fuck? I hated it.
I was just so, like, pleasantly surprised by Double Indemnity. So maybe I took it that way.
Mm. It was a similar answer, types.
Yeah, I was just really like, wow. That was so fun. I loved that movie. I loved watching it, and I didn't think I would, because it's like, what a weird concept for a film. But delightful.
Delightful.
How about the most beautiful film?
I said Sound of Music, which is a film. Okay, so she's like a nanny.
Go on.
There's 5 little orphan children, and she comes to them. She apparates into their life, and she teaches them all how to play guitar, and they kill all the Nazis.
That sounds great.
And I just thought...
that sounds beautiful.
Where was it filmed?
Austria.
Beautiful place.
I said Sound of Music and 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Oh, that's a good answer.
I didn't really care for the film, but it was very beautiful.
The ape shots were A+, I would say. Good ape shots.
How about the most boring film?
Do you think Kubrick goes by The Coob?
I hope so.
He will after this podcast airs.
This is a popular podcast.
Do you know there's a Brewers announcer called Bob Uecker? He's very famous. They call him The Uke.
Okay, so it's like that. It's like a situation.
Most boring film, The Searchers and Shane. I was going to say that silent film. But again, we got to watch it on double speed. It was actually okay.
My answer is probably bad because, like, the most boring films are the films I forget. Like, I was thinking about how much I like Humphrey Bogart, and I was looking at Treasure of Sheer Madre. Like, I don't remember a frame of that film.
Oh, I don't either.
So it's probably that movie, but I wrote Intolerance just because it was like actively boring.
Do you remember how hard it was to get through The Searchers?
No, I don't. I don't remember a single thing about that film. Oh, John Wayne.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I was drinking a lot. So that was fun.
That helps.
Yeah, it helped.
How about your favorite character? Let's start with male characters.
I don't have any male characters. I thought
you don't like any of the men? It's mostly men.
I didn't realize that it was male and female. I thought it was male or female.
I thought it was that as well.
I just put all women.
Jeez,
okay, let's go with all women then. Favorite characters.
I didn't do that on purpose.
No, I actually made that same mistake.
I did Margot Channing, who is Betty Davis in All About Eve.
That's mine.
Norma Desmond, Gloria Swanson in Sunset Boulevard, Princess Leia.
She's just like the crazy aged
I love
actress.
It. It's so, their presence on screen is just a delight. Princess Leia, and then Lena Lamont in Singing the Rain. And I guess...
wow, you really like the diva characters.
I love it. Well, Princess Leia's not a diva.
Lena's a good one.
Okay, for a guy character, Mr. Smith in Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. I love his, energy.
Did you like when he went and punched all of the...
Yeah, I liked when he was really creepy about his birds. These are my birds. I'm going to send a home to my mom.
Gonna pass a law with my birds. Are you ready for my favorite?
I'm ready.
Darth Vader.
Whoa!
He's got a laser sword and he breathes weird. So those are my favorite things about him. And he jokes people. And he's got a cool mask. He wears black. Here are some more facts. He's in the Empire.
He's in the Empire.
He's inside of it.
I mean, they all are.
They all are. Those Empire people. What are they doing? That's my favorite character.
You don't have others?
Nope.
You don't have a lady favorite character?
Margot Chang's a good one. Lena Lamont's a good one. Because they're just like, hop-a-boo. You know, they're just fun women. Let's see here. Leia, she's sassy. So that probably encompasses my answer.
Okay, I think I'm a terrible sexist. But do your next question.
Who was your least favorite character? Did you just pick all women as well?
No, they're all men. I'm the worst.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, who are your least favorite characters?
Go on.
Ashley Wilkes from Gone with the Wind. Because like
I loved Ashley Wilkes.
He was the lamest.
Oh, so you don't like because he's lame. He's boring.
Oh, because
he's a piece
of never treated my slaves like this. He had the moral high ground when he was the worst turd.
But think about how... British he was.
I did like that part.
Not that part.
John Wayne, whatever his name was in The Searchers.
Who cares?
I actually wrote that. I don't care.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I thought John Scotty Ferguson in Vertigo, his character was so off-putting because I love Jimmy Stewart so much and he was so creepy and borderline abusive and just... Ugh, I hated it. I hated his character. I hated watching it.
That's a really good answer.
And my last answer was R.P. Murphy, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, because I just don't really like statutory rape.
And now think of one woman that you hate. What's a bad woman?
A bad woman? You do yours first, and then I'll think of a woman.
I dislike the character Woody Allen, who was in the film Annie Hall. And he's just
I think
like,
his name was Alfie.
And he's just really fucking creepy and gross.
Yep. That's a really good answer.
But you had a lot of actually better answers than me.
You only did one because you were doing it
right. I kind of felt like it was a one and done situation with these questions. Didn't think I wanted the whole roster.
Did you have a lady answer?
No. There's not that many women in there.
Yeah, there aren't really that many women.
They don't really feature a lot of women.
Yeah.
You didn't like Melanie, right? From Gone with the Wind?
Ooh, that's... Yeah. I don't hate her. I just like... Oh.
You hated her.
Hated her. Anyway, next question.
Okay, which film has the best music score?
So I feel like such a basic bitch when I got because I'm like every John Williams score is great. E.T., Schindler's List, Star Wars. But I did really enjoy the Lawrence of Arabia soundtrack as well.
I didn't like it as much.
I know you didn't. I think we talked about it on that podcast. I really did enjoy it. You did not really.
Theme was too repetitive, I thought.
Sure. What was your favorite?
Well, Vertigo, which is very repetitive. It plays that main theme like 1,000 times, but so I just really, really like that theme.
So repetitive is not a...
I guess it's not an issue. I just realized that. It's not actually a problem. But Vertigo is super, super good. It makes me sad when I hear that, because like, it just inspires so much like intrigue and mystery and like emotion. And it's like, it has
but the
to be
movie does
to,
not deliver
it
on
has
that.
To be attached to that movie. I wish it was like attached to Harry Potter or some of like in a magical world.
Yes,
that's what I want.
You know, I thought I was revisiting some of them, and I'm like, I googled some movies that I thought would have good soundtracks. Like, I thought Lord of the Rings soundtrack was pretty lame.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, can you sing it for me?
Yeah, how's it go? That's Jurassic Park.
Yeah, that's a great one.
No, I got it. Da 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 da. Bum 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 bum.
Good job.
That's from the film.
Good job. That's impressive. How about a great segue into what's your favorite song from the film?
You go first.
So, I was. If I'm totally honest, I just like a lot of songs from Sound of Music. I think Edelweiss was my favorite, but I like a lot of them. But I also like In the Bridge Over the River Kwai when they do that fun whistling song.
Oh, that is my favorite fact of yours, but I didn't write that down. That it's about Hitler's balls or something?
Yeah.
Hitler, he only has one ball.
That's my favorite fact for later, so look forward to that. My favorite song, I'm going to be a little basic, Michael. Is Somewhere Over the Rainbow, and that's from Wizard of Oz.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah, it's there's a line in it that'll come up later too.
How about best performance,
Michael?
The Lion.
Oh my god, The Lion is first on my list too.
The Lion is
courage.
So fun.
That's if only he had the knife.
Like, did it say Noiv in the script? Do you know what I mean? Or did he just kind of bring that?
He's like, no.
The like, nerve, like, nah, I don't feel that.
No, it's got to have a weird Jersey accent.
Yeah, just he didn't tell anybody. And they're like, well, we're out of film, so I guess we'll leave it in. And my second one, although I'm sure there's 1,000 answers.
Right.
But my second one is Peter O'Toole, who plays Lawrence. Who is
that intense weirdo?
Oh, I loved it. I don't know why... So, like, Norma Desmond was an intense weirdo. I don't know why I did not like her, but I did like Peter O'Toole. Maybe it's a sexism thing.
You do famously hate women.
It's my thing. And I'm single.
I have 3 others. Oh, and for my best performance, I don't have any women on here. That's weird. When I was going over these questions, I really did want to have, like, singular answers. So I didn't want to do any of my favorites. But they... also belong in this list. But Robert Duvall in Apocalypse Now.
Great answer.
Anthony Perkins in Psycho. What a perfect performance that was.
That's a fucking good answer.
And then Ralph Fiennes in Schindler's List.
That's a good answer. Yeah. I'm more excited about your Psycho answer, as you could tell from my voice.
I could tell exactly how enthusiastic you were about every answer.
No props to Marlon Brando for Streetcar Named Desire.
Nope. Oh, I thought about it, but no.
Nope, nothing. We can yell. All right.
And look hot while doing it.
Nah, he's got
you
that.
Did you say?
No,
look
no.
Look hot while performing?
I'm sorry. Okay, let's go to worst performance.
I forgot about Ashley Wilkes, because that's probably the worst one, because he's so British.
Well, just like that guy in Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, I can't remember that actor's name.
Claude Rains?
Claude Rains. He's super British in that, but I don't think
but
he was
I
bad
love
in
it.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter, because he's kind of cool.
Yeah.
With Ashley, you feel him suppressing it the entire time.
Is that what you put down?
I put no one.
Oh, wow.
Because, like, they're all good.
That kid in Shane, I put down.
I bought it when he said, Shane!
Like, come back, Shane! He's annoying and unbelievable.
Shane, come back.
I also put Gary Cooper in High Noon because he was so wooden. And I
Did
just.
Did he do an impression of Gary Cooper?
Hey, kid, you got to get out of town. I'm looking at the clock.
It's not 11 o'clock. It's not 1
o'clock.
It was
so wooden. And apparently the entire film industry wants me to believe that this is the best kind of acting ever. Nobody thinks he's a bad actor, but it is stark how bad his performance
is. This is a good answer.
Thank you.
You're really bringing it.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I thought a lot about this.
Yeah, no problem.
What about John Wayne? Wasn't he horrible in The Searchers?
I mean, he's just that way, though. Like, I thought about it as an answer, but...
That's a good answer, too, John Wayne.
It is a good answer, but I think he was just phoning it in. I didn't think he was, like, really bad. Like, you know?
Well, Michael didn't have an answer for this one, but I bet he has an answer for the next question. Who was the hottest?
I said Ingrid Bergman, who was in Casablanca.
But she's not unusually pretty, is she?
What do you mean?
That was a one-star review.
Oh.
That's weird that I remember that. I never remember anything. I have a couple answers.
Yeah, go ahead.
Marlon Brando, Streetcar Named Desire. Atticus Finch, To Kill a Mockingbird.
Oh.
And Georg von Trapp.
Georg!
Drink!
Oh, I'm going to drink for
sure. Georg.
Georg is so hot.
And you know what? For good measure, I'm going to throw in the Countess, who he was engaged to.
Yes.
She was lovely.
My Twitter profile is Georg. Just because I have all the images from doing the posts of Flirting with Films. So I'm nice. Like, I'll just use that image.
Nice. Where can they find you on Twitter, Michael?
Well, just look at all of everybody's Twitter pics. Just look for Georg, and that's me.
They don't tell anybody where you can they can find you.
I'm at Michael F. Dev.
Nice.
That's me.
Sam?
I'm also on Twitter. No, just kidding. What's your favorite quote from the movies?
So I just thought of them randomly. So I don't know if these are the best quotes, but they're just the ones I could think of offhand. There are so many better quotes from Sound of Music, but Max has such great ones. And I like when he says, I like rich people. I like the way they live, and I like the way I live when I'm with them. I love the Double Indemnity quote where he says, you're not smarter, Walter. You're just a little taller.
I don't like that line.
Love that line. Why? Because as a tall person, you feel offended?
Yes.
Okay. I like it. It's only funny if you do it with the Marilyn voice, but in Sugar, in Some Like It Hot, when she goes, story my life, I always get the fuzzy end of the lollipop. I don't know why I like that line. I can't defend it. Michael is shaking his head.
I'm pointing to my head and shaking. So you know how serious I am.
And then this is not a great line, but the way he delivers it was so amazing is when Norman Bates in Psycho goes, we all go a little mad sometimes.
You sound like Caitlin Olsen from Always Sunny.
Thanks.
That was an insult.
Okay, cool. That's a really nice thing to say.
It wasn't.
I didn't use any of the lines from movies I know really well, like It's a Wonderful Life or Casablanca or...
What about Star Wars when he goes, I have you now? Do you like that?
Yes. I like it when he goes, when he says, oh, we're all good here. Nothing to worry about. How are you? That's actually my favorite line.
I want it known. I listened to all of their past 50 episodes in preparation for this one. And both of those quotes, you've mentioned that one in 3 different episodes. And
really?
You've mentioned that one in the same 3 different episodes.
So we're not clever, is what you're saying. We're not original.
So what are your great quotes, mister?
I don't like you. No, fuck, I messed it up.
Oh, you already did it.
He doesn't like you. I don't like you either. It's not a good quote. Why am I saying that? I really liked a lot of the Double Indemnity. They're sort of like monologues, so I didn't write them down. But just as he is, is his name? No.
Walter.
Yeah, Walter. Yeah, when he's sort of monologuing into the
dictaphone. It's so good.
Isn't one of them like, I never knew that death would smell like honeysuckle?
Yes, so good.
You've never even seen the film. You know him.
You gotta see the film.
You gotta see the film.
I know, it's on my list.
You gotta. So what are some other ones?
Jericho is falling down the walls of Jericho.
No, because that means fucking.
I don't like that. Merry Christmas, you old building alone.
That's a good line. We sort of nailed it.
Yeah,
so why don't we go ahead to the next section here?
Okay. Out of the top 50 films on the AFI list, which movie would you most recommend?
I would recommend Casablanca because I just think it's really good. And I think most people would like it. But I think everyone should try Double Indemnity because I think it's so great and so surprising and delightful.
We're probably over-talking it because that's mine too. I'm sure we're overhyping it, but I'm assuming if someone said, hey, Michael, you've seen all the AFI films, what's the best one? I'm sure they're talking about like, oh, what's like an older film that you could recommend that's surprisingly good. So yeah. That Double Indemnity fits the bill perfectly for that.
Right. I mean, it's not a very important, amazing film. It's just such a fun
time. It's a fun time.
Yeah.
And you don't have a fun time a lot when you're doing the AFI.
You sure do not.
You don't always do that.
Well, that segues into my next question. We all know that the AFI list is ridiculous, but if you were to redo the list with the films already on it, based off of the AFI criteria, what would your top 10 list look like?
Okay, mine is in no particular order. Casablanca, Toy Story, Sound of Music, Godfather, Titanic, Wizard of Oz, Star Wars, Snow White, It's a Wonderful Life, Schindler's List.
I need you to defend why Titanic is in the top 10.
Because it won Best Picture. It's the highest grossing film of all time until very recently. It's a technological marvel. Why are you even asking me? Oh my God.
I misread the question somehow. I thought you were just asking what are 10 movies that you like randomly. So I'm just going to go ahead and say the same as Clean. Although for some reason, I'm not into Toy Story as much.
Oh, I just thought, like, for computer animation, which is now how you do animation nowadays. Like, that's crazy.
I'm really into animation, but not in a sophisticated, like, way. I appreciate it and I care about when it's, like, oh, it's so innovative for the time. Like, I just like it when it's good.
Mm-hmm.
And in a Toy Story, it's not good. Because of just time. Like, it's not its fault.
It's not that good? Actually, it's pretty good. So, I'm sorry I said that. That's a fair answer.
It's not fair. It's unfair.
So anyway, what's your next question?
Okay, so now if you were to completely disregard the criteria and we're just going off of your own personal opinion, what would your top 5 films from the AFI list be?
Did you do that wrong too?
I did this one right.
Okay, go for it.
Star Wars, Sound of Music. This is not in order. Casablanca, Double Indemnity, and Spartacus.
Ooh.
My list is similar. Double Indemnity, Casablanca, Sixth Sense, Shawshank Redemption, Star Wars.
I don't know. I guess I just think of, like, if someone goes to you and they're like, what's your favorite movie? I always think about a movie that I would want to watch again.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, Shawshank Redemption is really good, but it's so, like, such a bummer.
Oh, but it's so fun. I would watch it again, though.
I would, but I just don't like thinking about watching it. I like thinking about watching fun films.
Sure. That's fair.
That's me.
Okay, so overall, this entire list, who was your favorite character?
Princess Leia.
I said the lion, who is in...
Wizard of Oz?
Wizard of Oz. I mean, he's a real lion.
He's wearing real lion.
Yeah.
That's weird. Anyway.
Two people, were their entire jobs were drying off that lion suit.
That's a good fact.
Oh. Okay, overall, this entire list, who was your favorite actor?
Okay, my answer is pretty lame, but I thought just because of his consistency, Robert De Niro, like, even though Raging Bull sucked, he was good in it.
He was very good.
He just brings 100%. What's the other movie I hate that he's in?
Taxi Driver.
No.
Deer Hunter.
He's 100% even when I hate the film.
You did see his penis.
Is that worse or better?
I just wanted to think about that.
Okay, let's all think about that. Listeners, think about that.
Think about that.
His penis is in that film.
It's in it.
The Deer Hunter.
And yeah. He's running.
Here's what I'm hunting. What's the next question?
You did not say who your favorite actor was.
I said Humphrey Bogart.
Because
he's just such a weird entity of a human. Like, is he hot? Is he charismatic? I don't know what he is, but I always love to see him.
I totally agree with that assessment.
Earlier this week or last week or sometime, we were talking about actors, and Colleen was saying how Humphrey Bogart is the same in every film.
I said that on the podcast.
Was it on the podcast?
Yeah. I was like, oh, he's the same guy every time. Oh, wait, except for in African Queen. And I've only ever seen him in three
films. Here's a nomination, though, is Alec Guinness, who's also used in many of our films. He was in 3 of them.
But isn't he samey?
Love it. Bring it the same. I watch the same thing.
I feel bad that Al Guinness didn't make any of my good lists because I thought he was so good, especially in Bridge Over the River Kwai. Yes. I really liked that performance a lot.
Very good.
So honorary shout out.
Overall, who was your favorite director?
I don't really remember the directors. So all I remember is Steven Spielberg. So every time a Steven Spielberg movie would come out, I'd be like, oh, it's him. It's fine.
I mean, when does he not deliver?
Exactly.
So, yeah, that was my answer as well, because I don't really know directors. And I remember every time they would call out the director, like, oh, this is so indicative director, like Hitchcock or Billy Wilder. And I'm like, they're just not consistent. They're fine or they're not good.
Very much agreed.
What have you learned about films from watching the AFI Top 100 films?
They're not that great all the time. That's what I put down.
They're not that great all the time. I said people who are really into films have bad taste. And I also realized that And also bad taste is like a subjective. AFI is stupid. And I think sometimes you can ruin your experience by overthinking movies a bit.
Oh, here's a more serious answer. We got to see how movies really had growing pains as a medium. You know, we saw...
That's a great answer, Michael.
I mean, the movies in the 70s were trash, but they were trying to reinvent themselves. So, of course, they would be. But it was kind of interesting to see that.
That was nice. That's really good.
Thank you. Thank you for complimenting me.
As most of these films are from before your time, what is one old timesy film trope that you wish they would bring back?
Hats.
Oh, okay. I was thinking, all I could think about was narration.
I actually wrote really corny voiceovers.
I couldn't even think of another one. Because I don't really like black and white that much.
No. I don't really like it when modern films do black and white, except for Schindler's List.
But it would be cool to see a movie and have it feel like a play as much as some older movies do.
Yeah, that's a really good answer.
I didn't even write that down. I just thought of it.
Really nice.
Thank you.
What was the most controversial film you watched?
I think Gone with the Wind.
Oh, I wrote that too. And Godfather, just because we had the most we had a very different opinion about that film.
Yeah. Oh, we also had a very different opinion about Gone with the Wind in the grading area.
In the how much we like the dresses.
Which I very much.
You're pro.
And you are anti-slavery.
I'm pro-dress, anti-slavery. That's how we differ.
You know, but it's nice we can still get along despite our different politics here.
We're like Allen and George Bush.
Exactly. That's topical.
That's how they'll date this.
Well, on the topic of Ellen and George Bush, what was the most shocking film you watched?
I thought Clockwork Orange. That was the hardest to watch just viscerally.
Oh, that's a good answer.
Oh, maybe also One Who Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. That had some weird... No, Clockwork Orange. I'm sticking to that one.
Oh, I was thinking of a movie where I was like, whoa. It was so different from the opinion I thought I would have. Raging Bull, who is a good actor, good director. I've seen a lot of Martin Scorsese films. I like all of them. And so here's the fourth best movie of all time, made by Martin Scorsese with Robert De Niro. How could it be that bad?
That was shocking.
How could it be that bad? That was crazy.
Yeah. That's a good one. I'm sorry I'm complimenting you so much. You're just like really nailing out of the park now that you're getting your stride.
That's fine.
Well, now let's save our listeners from some hard times. What was the saddest film you watched?
List, right?
But also, I mean, there's movies that are emotional, that really tug at your heartstrings, like Schindler's List. But when I think about the emotional strengths of that movie, it's the last scene, the scene that John hated.
John was so wrong.
But it's not a sad scene. It's like a morally uplifting scene, I feel like, where he realizes, like, oh, I could have done more.
There's a lot of Holocausting in that movie.
And I mean, it's a scene that makes you cry, but not out of like, oh, I'm so sad. It's like, oh, I feel for him.
But you're still sad 60% of the movie. Anyway,
When I watch Intolerance, because I have to see it all. You know what I mean? I have to watch the
Michael,
whole thing.
Michael, double time.
Double time. So I'm sad for half the time. I went to Annie Hall and they're playing tennis. And
is that what you wrote?
I wrote Intolerance/Annie Hall.
I believe you.
Okay, how about the most fun?
Nashville was so fun because we were just playing games. We were totally distracted the whole time. We barely paid attention because it is a shit film.
I wrote Sound of Music because we had so much fun watching that. We sang along and we had drinks and Jim kept shouting facts so loudly. And then we'd do, Georg!
It's fun.
Drink!
That was fun too. We never.
Well, can we call out also Diane Norman who made us schnitzel and noodle for the viewing?
That's right.
I mean, we never took a deck of cards and then threw the whole deck of cards at the TV screen.
Now, we didn't do that.
Yeah, I mean you. Because you did that.
Because I said, I bet I can hit a card at the screen.
And then
I had a trick.
That was a good trick. A damaging trick. What's the next question?
Okay, guys. Out of the 100 AFI list, all the movies, what was the one best film you watched?
My answer is super lame, but it's Casablanca.
Mine is super great. It's Star Wars because there's ships. They fly. They shoot each other. There's lightsabers. There's the Force. There's Luke Skywalker.
Wait,
there's
two. The moons. Force?
Yeah, it's like a magic power that Jedis have, and they can use it to fight bad guys. And they also blow up the Death Star at the end of the film, which I really like.
You guys cannot appreciate the amount of shoulder work Michael is putting in.
It comes across in the audio. So it's a good. It's oh man, it's so good. Have you guys seen it? It's so good.
That's a.
Wait, it's called
Star Wars.
Star Wars, okay.
Yeah, you're thinking of Land Wars. This is out in space.
Not Whoa! Ocean Wars.
Yeah, no. That's,
Air Wars.
No, Air Wars. I kind of want to see that.
Okay, now that we've talked enough about these movies, let's talk about the two coolest people I know, Michael and Colleen. And let's start off with me.
Yay! The best person we know.
What was the most interesting fact you heard from research?
I have a fake answer and a real answer.
Is the fake answer about...
Katharine Hepburn, yes.
Oh!
The fact that Katharine Hepburn is not related to Audrey Hepburn, which Sam has told me on this podcast and off this podcast many times, that every time I hear that fact, I go, really?
It was also your answer last time I asked you this question.
Yeah. My real favorite fact, and it's not just because it's the most recent one, but it might be a little bit. But I thought that fact from Casablanca about that guy, the silent film actor, the German guy who was married to a Jewish woman, told the German government that he was Jewish. And they said, if you just divorce your wife, we'll let you like be a cool guy in the Gestapo. And he's like, fuck all y'all. And he went to America and then he decided to play a German soldier. He's so cool. That is such a cool fact.
Yeah, he was a really cool guy.
I love that fact a lot.
I said what my most favorite fact was in the beginning of the episode. I don't remember what I said.
The lion thing? Oh, that one. The Hitler balls.
That's a great fact. Because you wouldn't think it because it's such a pleasant song.
Well, and that's why it's so funny because they had to do the whistling instead of the lyrics because they were too dirty.
And then Himmler, he doesn't have any at all.
That's a really good fact. I think it's fun to think about.
Is that what you wrote down?
No, I wrote like, oh, it's cool in Casablanca how they gave it to screenwriters. And like, no, chef-a-fa. I like how that sounds about Hitler's testicles.
I like that too.
Okay, what is the most stressful, awful part about doing this podcast? Also, can you pass the wine?
Yes.
Yes.
No question, it is watching bad movies. Like, it...
That's what I wrote.
Actually, boring movies. Because bad movies can be kind of fun. Just boring movies that you really have to slog through. Because, like... Even the work part of this is kind of fun, like, I don't know, writing stuff down and, you know, getting here and preparing, and even talking about boring movies is fun, but watching them is a slog.
I wrote the same thing.
Because no question, right?
No question.
Although
it's everything else is fun.
Because I was interested in your answer because you actually do work, so.
Yeah, I mean, I do the editing on a Thursday and sometimes like, I really just want to go to sleep and don't want to edit, but it doesn't take that long.
Okay.
So it's fine.
Okay, what has surprised you most about doing this podcast?
Was this since we started or since the 50?
I'll take either or.
Oh, because nothing has surprised me since the 50 mark.
Because we've been doing it.
I feel like there's like not zero listeners to this podcast, which has surprised me.
That is surprising. I was surprised how fun it was. I don't know. I thought it would be actually more of a chore to do it, but it's so fun. And I get sad when we don't do it. Right. I also was really surprised at how I always heard that people have a really hard time listening to their own voice. Nope, not me.
Nah, you get over it.
Yeah.
I feel like that's everybody. You get over it right away.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
But no, that's not true because Bam Time for Sam told me she still cringes when she listens to her own voice.
Really?
Don't like listen to me.
Really? Yeah. I love it.
It's the best part.
It's the best part of the podcast.
He's not being sarcastic. He's just doing a silly voice.
I sounded kind of like a dick.
Well, what is a fun behind-the-scenes secret you can share?
Well, since we've done the 50th episode, Michael built us a little studio, and we have...
You keep saying that. I mean, there is a table.
Yeah, a table and stand-up mics, and you and I are wearing headphones. We're, like, doing it.
There could be, soundproofing stuff on the walls.
Yeah, whatever.
We don't need it.
I should say, Michael and Sam do a lot of work for this podcast. Sam works so hard on her facts, and Michael does all the editing, and he does the fun music and everything, and I don't really do much.
Well, that's a lie, because, spoiler alert, Colleen is the intern who writes up all the summaries.
I do that.
What the fuck, dude? Come on.
Also, a fun fact I forgot to bring up in the last 50th episode. The theme song to this podcast was written by Michael. He's an amazing composer. Music talent.
Oh, I have another fun one. In the 50th, I mentioned that my friend David, who I'm married to, doesn't listen to our podcast. Now we've done 100. He still hasn't listened to one podcast, including the one he was on.
Well, he was on it.
He was on it.
I mean, he heard it in a sense.
That's exactly what he said to me. I'm like, David, haven't you listened to one? He's like, no, I was there.
I kind of get it.
What, do you have any behind the scenes secrets?
We got some new audio equipment, so it sounds kind of nice.
It does sound nice.
Yeah.
Okay, what is your favorite episode of the podcast?
I was thinking of all the episodes where we had guests, like in Sound of Music. We had Jim, our uncle. We had a Snow White. We had our cousin Rachel and Andy. They were around while we were very toasted.
Lord of the Rings. We had a lot of guests.
Our mom was not a fan of that episode. John talked too much, according to her.
She was in the A Few Good Men episode. No, not that. 12 Angry Men.
2001 Space Odyssey, we had David, who's your friend, who's your husband. And so that's fun. Those are the fun ones.
I remember really enjoying...
You had Junus for Star Wars?
Yes.
Oh, we left that out.
I remember having a lot of fun doing Titanic.
Oh, yeah.
Was that
in the 50?
No, this is all of them.
Oh, okay.
But no, I also agree the guest ones are very fun.
Yeah. It's fun, people.
So...
Fair enough. So what film? So you guys have asked your fans out there what
Thank
movies
you fans.
They would like on their AFI list, and you've gotten a great
over 100.
Yeah, of responses, which is fantastic.
Half of them are John, but still.
So on this list that we are going to be continuing on with, what film are you most excited to see besides The Matrix?
I have a few. Auntie Mame? MAME?
Fuck?
I know. I'd never heard of this movie, but Michelle suggested it and sounds really fun.
Michelle, maybe you're being weird. That's what it sounds like.
I've never seen Christopher Reeve's Superman. I'm really excited to watch that. And I'm also very excited to watch Dead Poets Society. Oh, by the way, I only pick films I've never seen before.
I also put Superman because we watched, me and Colleen, who's you, we watched a bunch of clips of it. And it just seems like a really jolly good time.
But also surprisingly good.
Yeah.
For the 70s. Is that all you wrote?
I wrote Super-Man. Is that how you write it?
Nope.
Is it one word?
It sure is one word, buddy.
Wow, I feel like a fucking idiot.
You should.
How about what film are you least excited
to see? None, because I love everybody who listens to Flirty on Films and would be willing to contribute. If you want to contribute, write on our Facebook and recommend a movie. That is so fucking awesome. So I'm not going to talk shit. Colleen, do you have an answer?
I have many answers. Oh, okay. They're all from John Flaherty.
That rascal.
Once Upon a Time in the West. Yuck. Oh, maybe that was Mitch. But he had a lot of other good answers. Patton. A long-ass war movie. And The Ten Commandments, which is another Charlton Heston film.
Didn't he also suggest Birth of a Nation?
It's not on the list.
Okay.
I told him no silent films. I also was going to say no Westerns, but I'm like, you know what?
We're not obligated. We don't have to do these recommendations.
Right. We did Intolerance. So I'm like, we did it.
We did it.
That's fine.
We did. We're not intolerant.
Well, on behalf of all of your many, many listeners out there, I just want to congratulate you two on 100 amazing episodes.
If you guys are enough to wait to open that champagne, that would have been a good time.
Right?
That would have been
good. Sound effect.
I wanted the champagne, my bad.
Pop! That's what it sounds like.
You guys are still, hands down, my favorite podcast and hands down the coolest people I know. And it's really an honor to be a part of this.
There's better podcasts.
There's so many good podcasts out there, Sam. You got to check them out.
I live a very sheltered life.
Cereal? Anyway.
It was really only good one season. Anyway, let's call our brother John. See what he thinks about us.
I would love to have his opinions.
Call John Flaherty.
Calling John Flaherty. Mobile.
John Flaherty.
Hey, John. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Colleen. How you doing?
Good. We're talking about a little podcast called Flaherty's on Films. Oh,
I thought you were just calling.
No, never.
I was not calling you to wish you a happy birthday. 35th, right?
Hey, 35.
Yeah, jumped an age bracket.
Anyway, we're not talking about that.
Anyway, old news.
We're talking about, we've done 100 film or episodes on Flaherty's on Films. What do you think about that?
Did you call me for Citizen Kane? Because I've only done 99.
What? It's not all about you. It's about us.
Stop ruining the magic.
Yeah, right. That's right. And we're going to pretend like you've already called me for since then.
Just because it's your birthday doesn't mean you can ruin everything.
Yeah, it kind of does.
What are you doing for your birthday?
Currently, I am laying in bed reading a book.
Oh, that sounds nice.
It is actually pretty nice.
Anyway, tell us about the podcast that you love so much, Flairies on Films.
Somehow, I have actually listened to every episode.
Aww. So
that's good.
That's 100 more episodes than David's listened to.
What?
99.
Sorry.
Do you like any of the episodes? Do you like any of your bits from the episodes? Do you remember an episode where you're like, I was good in that episode?
I remember Saving Private Ryan, specifically because Sam told me how much she liked me in Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah, haha.
That's nice.
And I remember being horrifically drunk for the entire Lord of the Rings episode.
Mom did not like that.
She didn't like that.
Well, was it that obvious? Huh? I thought that.
Yeah.
You know what's funny is Sam played us some clips from our 50th special, and you were not very nice about us.
What? Not be nice? That does.
You said we need to do some more editing. What else did you say?
We did some more editing. I mean, we did it.
You did more editing. You have improved in the editing. That is true.
We talk into microphones now.
You like that?
Yeah, it's pretty inconsistent still. Whoa! Okay.
So in the 50th episode,
Sam's not talking to Mike at all.
Oh, sorry. In the 50th episode, John, you rated this podcast at a C. Do you have a different rating now?
You know what, guys? I'm gonna go out and live here. I'm prepared to give you a C+.
Wow.
You asshole! All right.
You're welcome, Mickey.
Okay.
All right, John. You have a wonderful birthday. Thank you for joining us.
You have a C+ birthday, John. We're going to call you Super Citizen Kane.
Okay, bye.
What did he say?
What did you say? What was that, John?
I said I'm already in bed, therefore it's a B rated day at the minimum.
Damn it.
Oh, damn it.
All right.
Can I tell you my favorite John episode?
Oh, yes.
My favorite John episode was Double Indemnity because he started off by doing the over... I heard my siblings ask the question, but then I didn't know what to answer. And then ended with, and then I hung up abruptly. And then you hung up the phone and they were left questioning it. And I loved it.
Oh, so
that's
cute.
A really good bit.
Sam is better at being a sibling than us.
Oh, for 100%.
Sure.
All right. John, we will probably call you in a bit. Bye.
What a good brother.
Great brother. And that was this very special episode of Flairies on Films.
What a fun time this was.
And thank you, fans of the show, so much for contributing to our list. We will be posting it on Facebook this week. The order is not in the order of how good they are. It is a random order.
We might not even accept the submission.
We might. And we're going to probably have fun with it. And yeah, thanks a lot.
Wear some hats. So we're sponsored by Korbel, which is a champagne brand.
Yeah, if you're like, you know what?
Is it the brand or is it just the name of the champagne?
It's definitely the brand. If you're like, I really need to get some champagne for this party, but only the gas station's open, that's where you get Korbel, my friend.
I went to the liquor store. What are we... Yeah, that's this week's on Flair and Films. And cut.